We'll be right back. has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
bumper speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the Thrive Tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, RootaRooRadio.com, XRPRadio.co.uk, AltRockRadio.ca, and I know I forgot a streaming station, but I can't think of it right now. Oh, mine, buildthescene.com/radio, and on 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri. It's usually mine that I forget.
it happens.
With me tonight for episode 490 are Cletus and Justin from the band Skies of Terra. What's up, gentlemen?
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
So the first thing I want to ask you, I was looking at your Facebook page, and the genres that you have listed, and it might be the longest list that I've seen in a while.
I know. It gets pretty specific, actually.
How do you come up with that list?
I'm not even really sure. I just sort of rattled out a few general influences and tried to, you know, generalize them, I guess. That was the best that I could do. It originally started out as just like a little instrumental project that I was doing from home. So, you know, it's just sort of like a sum of all of my influences musically, I guess. And then we started to get into vocals, and there we go.
I have to read it off just so that the people that aren't familiar know what it says. It's experimental jazz fusion, down tempo, progressive rock, post rock band.
Dude, did you put jazz in there?
That must have been from a long
jazz
time.
Jazz fusion.
Yeah. Jazz fusion. Yeah.
I don't think there's one bit of our music that's jazz fusion.
No. Yeah, those were a lot of like of the earlier, you know, lighthearted comments that I was using on the project when it was just me. So, but you know, we're actually more on the post-hardcore spectrum, a little bit of metalcore, progressive rock. So we'll have to get around to changing that.
Yeah, probably.
Needless to say.
Well, I just to get everybody caught up. At the beginning, you guys heard from Gray Walker, Without Control. It was the album, and the song was Dark Waters. And then after that, a brand new track from Rat Bastard called Merry Christmas, You Rotten SOBs. That's a first play for that track here on the PA Rock Show. And just to give you an idea of what's coming in the future during the show, you're also going to hear from clearly Skies of Terra, but also Shrouded Neglect, Storm Dragon, Dragline, and probably Alter the Design if we have time for one more track there at the end. So that should give you an idea of what Skies of Terra is going to sound like somewhat, because it kind of fits in there with all those tracks.
There you go. Yeah.
Hopefully we picked our most jazzy song.
Yeah, we're a groundbreaking jazz fusion band.
Well, that, honestly, that part was why I asked. I was like,
yeah.
What?
I wasn't sure what to go with, dubstep or...
Yeah, definitely not that. Not at all.
So I'm going to give you probably the easiest question of the night. At least I hope it's the easiest one. Can you tell me where the band name came from?
So, like I said before, you know, it was a solo project from home that I was working on. And, well, there were a couple elements to that. I Googled it and I couldn't find it. So I was like, that's a good sign. So, you know, I kind of tried to go with something that wasn't already close to somebody else's name, you know, because it's kind of hard to find a good band name, musical project name these days without sounding typical within that genre. But Skies of Terra actually just references like my own headspace. So, you know, like we have the clean guitars that are really reverby, and it kind of reminded me of like ambient sky music, but then we have really hard stuff. So I was kind of veering towards atmosphere within the music, because this, again, it all started with it being instrumental. The vocals actually came afterwards.
If there was an apocalyptic event and only a handful of humans survive, and only one song from every band that existed prior to that event makes it through, which one of your songs do you think should survive and help those people repopulate the earth?
None of them.
It's like not good enough. That's to help repopulate.
Yeah, you can read into that wording however you would like.
I mean, you know, I don't know if you know, our music would help with romantic level activities in order to procreate.
It would be some hardcore repopulating. I know that for sure.
It would definitely. Yeah, those babies would definitely...
They wouldn't come out right. Oh, man, I'd probably say... If it's going to be from the album, I'd have to say one of the Segs. Or if we're actually going to go on, like, on a lyrical standpoint, maybe Furious Angels would probably be something to help out repopulate the earth.
I would have to go with one of the Segs myself. Like, there's a song on there called When All the Angels Are Gone, and there's no words or anything. It's just a instrumental. So maybe I'd go with that, you know, fall asleep afterwards. let's see. I mean, if we're talking on a lyrical standpoint or just, you know, not any of the instrumentals, I might say the last track, the Life Stream.
That's a good one.
It's an acoustic song. So, you know, it's different from all the other ones. So I'll go with that one.
We'll stick with songs for a moment. If I was to play one of your tracks backwards, what might I hear?
Probably some demonic entities.
Yeah. Thanks to me.
A lot of soul searching in the background. Brotherly love.
If you could go back in time and follow any band around for a year without changing the history of the band to learn from them and get some tips and tricks for Skies of Terra, who would you follow around and why?
How far back in time are we talking?
That's completely up to you.
With my style of like vocals, I would probably, I'm definitely not going to go back that far. I would probably follow either Lamb of God or Parkway Drive or A Day to Remember. Follow them around for a good solid year.
I would probably follow Tool around for a year. Probably back in like 96 or something. Those were probably some good times with, yeah, Maynard in the Body Paint, just kind of like seeing like what's next.
Along the time travel question, If your future self would call you right now and want to talk to you about your band, what questions would you ask them? Ask yourself.
Are we still together? Are we still a thing?
I would ask if we ever found a drummer
or a bassist.
Yeah, we've been having some issues trying to get a bassist and a drummer, but, you know, baby steps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how a Nine Stitch Method rolls, too.
Right.
Are you guys familiar with them?
I've heard a couple of their tracks. They sound pretty good.
It's a singer, a guitarist, and backing tracks that they recorded together.
See?
Huh? Well, see, there you go.
It can be done.
See, that makes me feel a little bit better about the whole situation. What about you?
Yeah, that's a little promising.
See?
A lot of promise, actually. I like the idea that a lot of people are doing stuff like that because it opens up avenues for people to take their ideas and actually still perform them in a live setting, regardless of if you have like a bassist or a drummer or something. Because we're in that time period right now where you don't have to sit in the garage and have like a full band to write music. You can write music on your own now.
Yeah, we've actually performed with two people that basically it's just like a one man show. With our first show, we played with an Efferens, where is he from again?
Escapes me right now. I want to say Wisconsin.
I kind of want to say that too, but yeah, it's like a one man show. He records all the, you know, the drums, the bass, and it's just him, my microphone, guitar, and like a little pad that like plays the music in the background, like the backing tracks and everything. And then we did Viking Guitar, who does like game covers, which are like sick.
You know, he was really fun to watch. He had this projector machine that showed game footage from like all the classics and stuff that would go with the song. It was really, really cool.
If you could open for any band, any internationally touring band, during any time period, I'm going to open this way up for you guys. Who would you tour with? And where would you want the first show to be at?
Man, third degree. It's so real right now.
I have an answer. I would definitely say Glassjaw.
Yeah.
New York. Maybe 2001, if I could go back in time.
I'm trying to think of like, how about Korn? Maybe Korn.
Korn?
Yeah.
Okay.
But not Korn. Definitely not Korn now. Like Korn, like 99.
I gotcha. Some of the good stuff.
And what arena? Allstate. Probably Allstate Arena in Chicago.
Let me think. I had one in my head. See, that's this is that 43-year-old thing coming in.
This is like written down or anything. So I love it. It's all on the fly.
It's always been this way. This is 15 years of me not knowing what I'm going to say.
Oh, it's perfect then.
Wow. I did have one in my, I know. How about if I went on a tour with you and we were traveling in between shows, what would the soundtrack of the travels be?
Ooh. Man, that would be a solid mix of maybe like some Periphery in there for sure, maybe some Stained because I'm that kind of guy, and just
Aaron Lewis one time.
See, there you go. We're already on the right track. And just because I'm that kind of guy, some Vanessa Carlton.
I knew you were going to say it, man. I knew you were going to say it. Vanessa Carlton.
Hey, man, because if we're going to travel 1,000 miles, then I'm going to put on 1,000 miles.
Oh, man. Beautifully done.
I'm a terrible human being.
I would definitely throw in some Incubus. Huge Incubus fan. Probably like those lo-fi beats.
Oh, definitely. For sure.
Little playlists I throw on YouTube because they're pretty cool. It's nice escape music.
About some NWA, that'd be pretty cool. That'd be a nice switch up.
Yeah. He switches it up every time every time I meet up with this guy in the car,
I will go field day. I will go from Kelly Clarkson to John Denver to like Behemoth in the matter of like 10 minutes because I don't know what I'm doing with my life.
And then Ice Cube out of nowhere.
Hey, man.
Last question for you on this segment is that we're going to be playing your song Vice Grips, and what I would like you to do is kind of go little old school and like MTV VH1 days and tell me about the song Vice Grips.
Okay.
When I say VH1 and MTV, I mean when they actually played music.
Right. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Not like the reality TV show
on TRL, Total Request Live.
This season on Vice Grips.
That does sound like a good title for a show, though.
It could work.
It could, yeah.
Hint.
All right, so you can either tell me what the song is about, or you can tell me about the recording process, or something that happened when you've played it on stage. Anything like that would work.
Okay. Well, so Vice Grips started out as an instrumental before I even thought about doing vocals on the project. Justin came over while I was working on this song, and I had that riff to it. I guess you would call it the chorus riff.
Mm-hmm.
And for a couple of days, I started having this like that melody that the lead guitar is doing. And I started thinking about like old Faith No More, huge like Faith No More fan, and how it was sort of like rap, or like, how would I say?
Like rap rock
sort of feel,
like a Linkin Park kind of vibe.
Yeah.
A little bit harder.
But at the time I had in mind, about addiction to whether alcohol or drugs or anything. At the time I was actually just starting on my sobriety, and the title Vice Grips, it refers to everybody has a vice. And sometimes it's a good vice, sometimes it's a bad one, and we can be addicted to it. Sometimes it has its own hold on you, much like how a vice grip, the tool, will actually, you know, hold something together. So that's where the ideas kind of started, and I did some sort of, what would I say, like the first demo that I sent to Justin, and he called me later in the afternoon, and he was like, oh man, that's it. Like that's amazing. And we kind of worked off that idea, and it ended up being the first song that we put out. It's like a shorter song, and you know, it's not like, it's about something serious, but it's an upbeat rock song.
Yeah. I'd say it's probably one of the more upbeat ones on the entire album. And like, you know, the recording process for it, it was a little bit of a pain in the ass, to say the least. I mean, because I've never done vocals on anything until I was, you know, meeting up with Cletus here. and we've recorded it and released it and re-recorded it probably three or four times until we wanted it to be as close to perfect as we possibly can, because right now it's just like a DIY thing. We just record everything in either a bedroom or a basement or even one of the other bandmates' closet, which we have done. So,
yes.
That's the isolation room.
Yeah. I mean, we got to pick something small, like a closet, it's whatever gets the job done at that point.
It was definitely all completely DIY from the beginning. We did not record it in like a studio, and the mixing and mastering was all done ourselves. So really tried to take the whole process back to music and just trying to get the actual song together and have it presentable enough for people to hear. And here we are.
Yeah, I think I've actually put out, 2 lyric videos for it.
Let's take a short break. We'll listen to Vice Grips by Skies of Terra, and we're also going to hear from Shrouded and Neglect and their song Here Goes the Lights. We'll be right back.
It's not a dream, no, this is not a test, this is your life.
Time to face the Vice Grips.
Breathing in this life that shakes my feet won't change my mind. Release me from everything.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Bill. This is episode number 490 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me tonight are Cletus and Justin from Skies of Terra. And you just heard their song Vice Grips. And you heard Dark Waters from Shrouded in Neglect.
I actually found a drum kit of theirs in Music Go Round with the Shrouded in Neglect on the kick drum at the local Music Go Round.
Yeah, I'm almost positive now because they're still doing shows. I'm almost positive they just got probably a really baller drum set now.
Yeah. So
if there was one thing that you could tell potential fans about Skies of Terra, what would you tell them?
I think maybe like we bring a little bit something different than like the music that's out there now. I would say it's not exactly like one track. It's not like, it's not just like one genre. Not every song sounds the same. Like there's some harder stuff, and then there's like some softer stuff that other people will probably dig that they don't like the harder kind of music. What would you kind of say about that one?
I would probably say that it's definitely not going to mesh with a certain genre type.
Especially not jazz.
Especially not jazz fusion.
You guys can keep saying that, but I'm leaving it in the show notes.
It's definitely not your typical jazz fusion album. No. What I want specifically for people to do is take in the music rather than, well, everything is so polished nowadays, and a lot of people are so, you know, into the quality studio sounds of the future, and you know, rock music just kind of needs to, I feel like with rock, it's not dead. You know, a lot of people will say that rock music these days is dead, but it's not, you know, and it's very versatile, as it's always been.
It's evolving.
So what Skies of Terra tries to do is fuse like short amount of songs, I would say, but keep them a little bit different. Like a lot of us like different music in the band, and it will change moving forward, you know. I feel like we would delve into different avenues of metal, rock music. Of course, we have like softer songs like the acoustic track, the Life Stream on the album. You know, we try and just keep it exciting for ourselves.
How about, can you tell me about an embarrassing moment that you've had on stage? Or actually, wait, let's do it this way. Tell me about an embarrassing moment that the other person had on stage.
But the other person, like if I tell the story, it's got to be Cletus.
Yeah.
Oh man. Since we've only had like a handful of shows, and I would have to say it's not necessarily what happened with Cletus, but probably all of us collectively. So the last show that we had, we played at the Mr. Roboto Project. So John's already cracking up because he knows. So we were playing the song with like everything, like all the backing tracks, they run through a program called Reaper.
Okay.
And we were on the song Furious Angels. And for some reason, Reaper has a tendency to skip like at certain points in the song. So there was like a nice moment where the song was going, and then it just like it skipped like a solid second and a half, and it threw Cletus and Liam. Liam is a lead guitarist. It threw them both off, and Cletus kind of like stood there, was like, do we want to start that over? I was just like, no, just keep it going. And Chris, the other singer, he was probably staring like what in the hell just happened? I was like, it just skipped. It's fine. It's no big deal. Keep it going. We're good.
I just looked at Justin and I was like, I don't even know how to respond to the situation, but we jumped right back into it. So that was
good. Yeah. Cletus and Liam, they picked it up. Chris started off the song with the with the angelic melodies that he has. And it just kind of just went from there. That was probably a little bit embarrassing for all of us because we didn't really know what to do. But luckily for us, there was only two people in the crowd plus the bands. So boom, boom, joke's on you.
The punchline.
Yeah, the people that we brought.
The people we brought, mind you, yes. But you have to start somewhere, you know what I mean?
Baby steps, cuz.
What's your favorite place to search out music on the internet?
I'd probably have to say YouTube, because it pretty much like gives you recommendations like by itself, just based off of the things that you listen to. Either that, or like I try to look for stuff on Apple Music, and that pretty much really hasn't gotten me anywhere. But YouTube is actually good for that, because it'll just keep playing stuff that you like, just based off of something that you listened to before. Or Pandora.
I would say the same. I would say YouTube has given me most of the music that I really like to date. You can find everything. Like you can find DIY artists on YouTube. So I feel like that's probably the best way to find music as a whole. Aside from that, I use Spotify a lot of the times.
I just installed the Spotify app on my laptop today. I'm not a huge fan of Spotify.
I mean, I'm probably more of like a Pandora kind of person.
Yeah, that's the one. That's my go-to.
I used to use Pandora. It was definitely one of the better ones.
Let's go with another easy one. Where can people get copies of your music from?
Okay, well,
so we have we don't have many or any of the hard copy of CDs, but the music is available. It's on Bandcamp at skiesofterror.bandcamp.com. We are available on Apple Music, Amazon Prime, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, we're on Amazon, we're on Apple, Spotify, I think Pandora. We're actually on most streaming services, and we're also on YouTube.
Google Play. I think we're on Google Play as well.
You can find us very easy on there. We started out releasing it on Bandcamp. If they want a direct copy of it to download. We plan on making CDs pretty soon here, given the demand.
Now, just as long as everyone actually searches us properly and puts in Skies of Terra and not Terra of Skies, like the clothing line in Walmart, which could be easily confused.
Maybe you should just go for a sponsorship and then they'll both be linked together online.
There we go.
See?
Ideas.
See? Look at that. I like this guy. I like him.
Who would you each say has supported you the most as a musician?
Probably this dude sitting over to my right.
Oddly enough, we would probably say each other, because we started this off of nothing. And we both have had moments where we wanted to put this project down. And it's pretty much our best year with this yet, because we got it off the ground and it's in the sky, so to speak.
Nice pun. I like it.
Dad jokes. They're important.
Yeah. I mean, like, we moved it up from literally just something in a bedroom, and it's kind of still in a bedroom, but it's like out in the world. I mean, we have like a full album out on release on multiple streaming services. We actually have merch that's available on skiesofterror.bigcartel.com. And with that, we're moving on with a side project that we also have, another like t-shirt thing called Last of a Dying Breed. And we're going to push that into something else. So there's shirts on there. It's like an underground like artist kind of thing to like support local artists. All the shirts are like drawn, and then I colored them in on Photoshop. So that's all at ldbshop.bigcartel.com. So like everything that we do, we support each other on, and we are just going to collectively just keep pushing all projects at once and hopefully it goes somewhere. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, but hell man, at least we can say that we actually tried it.
Cool. Hey, last question. Can each of you give me two local bands that you think my listeners should check out?
I'm going to go and say Arch Rivals and Gator Shakes. I saw those guys at Mr. Small's, and Gator Shakes is absolutely insane. I'm incredibly jealous of the way the dude just projects his voice. And Arch Rivals just like has this, like this new age, like punk kind of sound, like mixed with some metal. And it's really awesome, like sounds that they're producing. They're going to go far. I hope that they do.
I would have to go with, there's a really awesome band from Detroit, Michigan called, Lakella. Two of the members used to be in a band called, oh man, the name escapes me right now. But Lakella, those guys, they are DIY as well, I believe. I talk to them a lot on Facebook. I really want to have people check them out a lot. They have a really nice sound, female fronted band. And the other band, I would have to go with Castle No Kings. We just played with them at Mr. Roboto, and
that's right.
They were really awesome. Really honest guys. Definitely feel the music, and they were really awesome to us. So we want to definitely show them some love for sure for that.
Do you have any upcoming shows that you want to mention?
We do. We have one actually here in Turtle Creek at the Subalpine. It's on December 13th.
Friday the 13th?
That's right. It's a benefit show for people with mental illness, like mental anxieties and depression and everything like that. You pay to get in, obviously, but all proceeds, we don't get paid for the show. No one gets paid for it. All proceeds go to People's Oakland, which from what I believe, it's like a research facility for mental illness and, you know, helping mental illness with medicinal purposes other than like Prozac and all that other garbage. So it's going to be a good show for a good cause. There's going to be a lot of good bands on there. First Angel Media is going to be there, I believe. So I'm actually looking forward to that show probably more than any other show that we've had in the past.
Same here. That's going to be a really good show. I personally have always had that subject matter in mind. That's what the whole album Lunar is actually about. It's about, it tackles a lot of things like life, death, rebirth, addiction, relationships, love. So it's a very important subject matter for us as a band. So, again, you know, all proceeds go to a really good cause. So.
Yeah.
Cool. I want to thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
We appreciate it.
And the last thing I'm going to do is mention the upcoming guests here on the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Next week we have Mr. Lisp. Then on the 29th of November, The Rust Project. December 6th, Scarlet Sky. And December 13th, The Shadow Event. I don't have anybody scheduled after that. So if you're interested in being on the show, you can drop me an email with bill@parockshow.com or bill@billdesine.com. Episode 500 is quickly coming upon us, and I hope to have something special for that, but that's still in the works. Make sure you check us out each and every week. The easiest way to find us is go to parockshow.com, and all the stations and times are listed there. And make sure you check out Skies of Terra on their Facebook page, which I don't have in front of me right now.
I believe it just, you know, your little forward slash Skies of Terra.
Yeah. Can I say one more thing, though?
Yes.
Ooh, yeah. Make sure you look at Build a Scene, brother. Ooh, it's the cream of the crop. Ooh, yeah. A little bit of Randy Savage. I got to throw it in there.
Nah, now you have to do the snap into Slim Jim.
Do it for the man.
Snap into a Slim Jim. Ooh, yeah.
See, now I'm going to try to get a sponsorship. This has been episode number 490 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. We'll catch you next week.
Put the devil!